I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News.
The most senior U.S. military officer warns Russia will end up blazing a path of death and devastation for all sides. That's if it decides to resolve its differences with Ukraine by using military force. U.S. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, issued the blunt admonishment Friday during a rare news conference at the Pentagon with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Both men insisted tragedy could be avoided if Moscow was willing to pull back from the brink. Milley told reporters that military action would result in a significant amount of casualties, which would be catastrophic in dense urban areas. He added it would be horrific and it's not necessary. Friday, President Joe Biden told reporters he would add U.S. troops to the NATO presence in Eastern Europe. Meanwhile, a Russian lawmaker is encouraging residents of the rebel-controlled areas of Ukraine who hold Russian passports to join the Russian army. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The move by Viktor Vodolatsky is a sign that Russia is continuing to try to integrate rebel-controlled areas as much as possible. Vodolatsky's announcement comes as the West worries that Russia is planning to invade Ukraine. The offer is to residents with Russian passports living in the regions controlled by Russian-backed rebels since 2014. Many living in the area fear assaults by Ukrainian forces. Russia has granted passports to more than 500,000 people in the territories. Vodolatsky said the recruits would serve in Russia, but that leaves open the option that they could join any future invasion force. I'm Karen Chamas.
About 50 people were sentenced to death, many in absentia, in Democratic Republic of Congo on Saturday in connection with the murders of two UN